Hi, how are you? Good morning. It is 6:02, Andy and Mel. I accidentally put my headphones on backwards.
Oh, weird.
It matters.
It does matter?
They feel weird.
Oh, all better?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot better. I thought it was supposed to cool down a little bit today. Apparently not. 94 the high today.
Jeez.
Got a chance of rain at 40%. So, just glad the chance of rain is not coming tomorrow.
Why tomorrow?
It's the opening day of the high school football season.
Oh, yeah, that'd be bad. We don't want it to rain.
No. And I don't want to be soaking wet when I have to go ref.
Or slip on the grass or something.
Yeah. Because the spikes for my shoes aren't really spikes like the players wear. They're sort of cleated, but...
Not really?
Not enough for a wet field. So, yeah, that'd be bad.
You would slip.
Oh, I would definitely slip. It wouldn't be a good thing at all. So, we got Hinder tonight over in Mitchell.
Yes.
Corn Palace Festival got underway yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
I know a couple years ago when I went there, they had chocolate covered bacon. I bet
really?
You there's some of that out there again.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty good. Let me just tell you.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Sweet and salty and yummy.
Sweet and salty and yummy.
Well, it was bacon and chocolate.
How could it possibly be any better?
It's like amazing.
It's heaven on a bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't on a stick.
Yeah. Speaking of Mitchell, another thing I think they're just kind of going at the same time. Dakota Fest is going on right now there too. Well, Kristi Noem and Matt Varelek had their first debate. Saw it on the news last night. It would have been a good show. They could have, they should just put them in an octagon.
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
I would pay to go see that.
And by the way, Christy's hair looked amazing.
Did it look good?
Oh, it looked good. She's rocking the short hair now, you know.
I should have watched it. I wonder who does her hair.
I don't know.
I'm just curious who her stylist is.
Probably some chick in Hamlin County. I don't know.
Probably.
Be my best guess. Has it in her house? On her farm?
It could be.
There's lots of those around.
Could be. My grandma.
I have no idea.
My grandma used to do that. In fact, she still does a little bit, but she's pretty much retired.
Yeah. So if you caught that on the news last night, it was very smarmy.
I saw a few tweets from her, and she was kind of swarmy in her tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, smarmy.
Smarmy.
Not swarmy.
Swarmy.
Bees get swarmy.
Oh.
Politicians get smarmy.
I think it's the same thing.
Okay. So... It's going to be fun watching the ads go back and forth this time around.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Negative political ads. I love them.
I do, too. I actually do. I find them amusing.
Really?
I don't find them effective. I find them amusing.
Well, they're amusing. They're annoying.
Yeah. They don't... I don't know. But actually, Kristi Noem was the first politician to run for an office in this state where they kind of worked. You know what I mean?
I guess. Yeah.
Because I remember when Mike Rounds became governor years ago, he was the only one not throwing mud.
Mm-hmm.
And whoops, the guy who wasn't even considered a front runner winds up winning the primary and then ended up governor. So.
Right.
It's going to be good times.
Should be interesting.
There is a woman in Arizona who is not happy, and I totally agree with her. Her name is Dana Crowe Smith. She was at a First Friday festival in downtown Phoenix. It was 112, as it often is this time of year in Phoenix.
Hot. Holy cow.
She, along with some others from her church, were passing out free bottles of water to people in the 112-degree heat.
That's nice.
And just expressing their faith and engaging passersby to discuss religion if they were so inclined. And if not, well, have a wonderful day. You know, they were being obnoxious. They're just handing out free cold water.
So they're being nice. They weren't being preaching at them as soon as they walk by.
A neighborhood preservation inspector happens by, did not appreciate their generosity, threatened to give them a citation if they did not stop.
What?
Apparently they didn't have a permit.
Oh. I would assume you would need a permit for that.
Well, yeah, but handing out bottled water? Really? When it's 112.
But they were doing it at a First Friday thing, like a gathering.
I guess so.
Like an event.
Yeah.
So they would probably have to have a permit.
I know, but really?
Yeah.
Handing out free water.
But they're still, Yeah, it'd be like anybody setting up a booth and handing out free magnets or something. I mean, it would be...
Yeah, but that's... I don't know. To me, it's a little different when you're just handing out free water.
How is that any different?
It's not like you're handing out, you know, like at the fair when you go there and they got buttons that say, vote for Bob.
Yeah.
They weren't doing that. They were just handing out water.
How is that?
And talking to people.
How is that any different than what people do at booths that they pay for?
Well, do you know what First Friday Festival is?
It's probably the same thing. Like we have like a fair,
but it's
like
in downtown. It's in a public place.
We have it downtown. We have a First Friday.
We do?
Yes.
Well, I don't like I ever go downtown. I have nothing to go downtown for.
There is always every First Friday. There's stuff going on downtown. Okay. Businesses stay open late, that kind of stuff.
But don't you think this is a little ticky tack?
I actually completely understand it. I think that it's...
Handing out free water when it's 112.
There's probably people selling water that paid for booths, or there might be food vendors and stuff. And there would... I would assume that it would be set up the same way as any kind of like festival where people pay for booths.
That wasn't cited anywhere in the story. All it said was they didn't have a permit.
It's still like a gathering, though. Like if they're representing... a church or a business or something like that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so this woman is seeking a formal written apology that no other city officials... Here's the thing, though. They potentially have a lawsuit because it's an infringement of their freedom of expression of religion.
Okay, but don't... If you do that, don't you have to have, like...
A permit? I don't think so, no.
Like, if you're gathering outside, isn't it the same as, like, protesting almost?
No, you have the right to peacefully protest. You don't have to have a permit.
I'm just asking.
Stand in a public place. No.
Well, it's one thing if they were just standing there and talking to people, but they were handing stuff out too.
Water on a 112 degree day.
I'm just saying that they're
okay, Miss. I play by the rules all the time.
I don't play by the rules all the time.
Are you just disagreeing with me on purpose?
Maybe.
Oh, you suck. you suck so bad. News is next. Andy and Mel brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at kosama.com. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:23, topping out at 94 today. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is drink. That's two for me, one for you so far today.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. I saw some ducks practicing their teenage girl faces at the pond today.
The one you should have just saved from yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hot Morning Show.
Hot 104.7.
Today is August 23rd, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because it's my half birthday today. For sure.
Is your name Mel this morning?
Yeah, I know. Jeremy Lin is 24 today. Asian American basketball player who came out of nowhere this year to become a star for some reason. Kobe Bryant, he's a little more well known. He's 34 today. Scott Kahn is 36. He's Danu on Hawaii Five-0.
Okay.
Scott Lavin on Entourage, James Kahn's son. He was in Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. Mm-hmm. But always remember him as Tweeter in Varsity Blues.
Oh, yeah.
He stole a cop car, like running around naked. Jay Moore is 42 today. Last comic standing, he was Bob Sugar and Jerry Maguire. Also was on SNL. Shelley Long, she was Diane on Cheers. And Carol Brady in the Brady Bunch movies.
Stupid.
Rudy Rudiger is 64 today.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Yeah, don't believe the story if you love the movie. It's not true, really. Joe Montana was the quarterback at the time. And he says a lot of the inspirational aspects of the movie are completely bull.
Who cares? I love that movie.
It's still not true.
I don't care.
1923. The first radio comedians went on the air. Ernie Hare and Billy Jones called themselves the Happiness Boys. They also wrote and sang the first jingle in radio history.
Oh, for what?
I have no idea. It doesn't say. 1966, the Beatles made their big arrival in New York for their first concert at Shea Stadium. Or at least their first concert in the U.S.
Nice.
Or maybe it wasn't the first in the U.S., but anyway, it was at Shea Stadium in 1966. 1998, Scary Spice of the Spice Girls announced she was pregnant with her first child, and it was not Eddie Murphy's. 2 years ago, 2010, it was a big day in the life of Tiger Woods when he was divorced from Elin Nordgren.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, at least he was free to do whatever he wanted now.
Yeah.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known because it is the 63rd birthday of a rock star turned soap actor turned rock star again. And then back to soap operas.
I know who it is.
You know who it is?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You know who it is?
Oh, no.
Did you know he killed a man in Nam?
What?
Yeah. He was performing for troops over there when he was like 17. And they got attacked by the Viet Cong. And he was helping out load mortar shells into the tube. One of them hit a Viet Cong soldier.
No way. Yeah. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Rick Springfield is 63 today, and that is why today, August 23rd, is... What's coming up in the dirt?
Prince Harry might be in a little trouble from the British Army. That's coming up next in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. We're going to top out today at 94. A crime has been committed.
It is a terrible crime.
I'm not happy about it.
I know.
I'm quite upset, as a matter of fact.
I don't blame you.
Actually, we could call it breaking news.
It's not breaking news.
Someone stole the Windex from the Hot 104.7 studio.
Who would do such a thing?
Of all the studios in our building, we are the ones who are most likely to have a dirty screen.
Exactly.
Because we don't wash our hands on this station. We don't care about cleanliness so much. But when the screen becomes so dirty that when you touch a button, it does nothing, then it's time to clean it.
Right.
Someone stole our labeled bottle of Windex.
Mm-hmm.
More coming up at 10.
At 10?
I was... You know, the old TV tease thing.
I know.
There's an axe murderer loose in Southeast Sioux Falls. Find out where he is at 10. You know, it's like, okay, tease me with some news, but don't scare me with it. Jeez. Anyway.
They want you to watch at 10.
I know they do. I know. And I do the tease thing too, but it's never usually life and death.
Or a puppy.
Not a puppy either.
Not a puppy.
No, not a puppy. So, the appliance company called DeLonghi. I have no idea if I'm saying the name of this right.
Okay.
It's D-E apostrophe capital L-O-N-G-H-I.
Hmm.
I'm going to call it DeLonghi.
I like it.
They ask people to pick the top 10 status symbols they want in their home.
Status symbols they want
something
in their
home. Something that it's
okay.
Like, oh, look at them.
So it'd be like a nice,
look what they have.
A nice TV probably.
Would probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you can think of?
Trying to think. Status symbols in the home. Probably like a really nice living room set. Or dining room set kind of thing.
For me, it'd be a pool table.
Pool table. I can see that. Maybe a pool.
I don't want a pool. I don't care how cool it seems because it's a lot of work. Here are the top 10 status symbols. But yeah, definitely. By the way, pool did not make the list.
Hot tub.
That was number one.
Yeah. I want one so bad.
See, I don't find hot tubs to be that cool.
Oh. Have you ever sat in one in the winter?
Hold on. It depends on how it's set up.
Right.
When it's like, hey, we got a hot tub. Great. You put it in the back of your, you know, crappy little house, you know, on the yard.
Yeah.
And
to set up on a deck and stuff.
Well, or like mount it into something, you know, have some wood steps going up to
Make
the top
it nice.
Of it. Yeah. Anyway, that was number one. Number two, a walk-in closet.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those.
That was number one for women.
I have an awesome.
My in-laws are building a house right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be so sweet when it's done.
Nice.
We'll have a much larger room to sleep in.
When you visit.
Hopefully a larger bed, too. side-by-side fridge drink!
Side-by-side fridge and freezer.
Yeah. they're not real common in the UK. That's where the study was done.
So I was going to say.
They call them US style fridges. That's where this story came from.
I did not know that was like that's a norm here. Yeah. So.
Stereo with speakers in every room. That was the top choice for men. Mm. 3D television. I have no desire to get a 3D TV.
Me neither. I think it's stupid. I think it's a fad.
Sound activated blinds and lights. Restaurant style range and stove.
Yes.
Fancy coffee maker.
Okay.
I think the coffee maker status symbol now is, it's a Keurig.
Yeah, that's...
Have you seen my Keurig? It makes delicious one cup coffee.
That is the big thing right now.
Yes. It only cost me $2 instead of $4 to make a cup of coffee with this. That is unless you buy your own grounds and do it through the filter I do.
I keep forgetting...
Then it's cool.
I keep forgetting to buy coffee.
temp-controlled wine cellar and a gas grill is number 10. Apparently, those aren't real common in the UK either. I have another batch of status symbols, though, of things people wanted in previous decades, like the 90s, 80s, back to the 50s. I got those next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:53, going to top out at 94 today. Another slightly warm one. So we were just talking about the things people want as like a status symbol. Now, the survey was done in England, so it was a little skewed. Like, they thought a side-by-side fridge was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty common here.
Yeah.
I would kind of like one. Kind of. Not necessarily.
You don't have a side-by-side fridge?
No.
Oh, I do.
It's an over-under. Oh. Normal kind. But, you know, I wouldn't mind having a freezer on the bottom either.
Those are kind of cool looking.
Yeah. Because then it wouldn't be so easy for Jackie to get into the upper part and then leave it open.
But
anyway,
she could leave open the freezer and get popsicles.
In the 90s, here's what people wanted. Black dining room table and chairs, a bread maker, and beige carpeting.
I have a bread maker.
Mm-hmm. Bread makers were huge in the 90s. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I don't even use mine.
Did anyone ever use them?
I've made like maybe 4 or 5 loaves out of it.
Nobody used them.
There. Anybody want to buy a bread
maker?
They
use it like the first time and then never use them again.
Anybody want to buy a bread maker? Let me know.
In the 80s, we had to have a Commodore 64.
I had one of those.
An avocado colored bathroom.
No.
A garbage disposal and a microwave.
We had a microwave.
I remember when we got our first microwave. Oh, that was a big day.
Right?
In the 70s, what people wanted? A fondue set.
A fondue set.
A Betamax.
Yeah, that's like a VCR. But
but it was the other type that was VHS is the one that caught on, though, because you could put more on a tape. Betamax was better quality, but we're starting to garble.
We are garbling.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Must be birds in front of the microwave dish out at our transmitter.
I hate when we garble.
Or maybe there's one up on our dish out here.
Maybe. I'm going to go scare them away.
In the 60s, it was a washing machine, a sewing machine, colorful kitchen cabinets, and an electric carving knife.
Hmm.
In the 50s, transistor radio was the big deal, along with a push-button phone.
Burp, 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 burp.
Mm-hmm. Instead of...
Yeah.
At least it was only 3 digits for 911. Although, I don't think there was 911 in the 50s.
I don't know, but they should have had to be 111.
Probably. And an electric toaster.
Oh.
I suppose those were kind of the new hotness back then.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, we still don't know who stole our Windex.
No, we don't. However, we stole the Windex out of a different studio.
Yeah.
Because we needed Windex.
We're just going to claim that. We have another anchor screw up. TV news anchor doing something stupid. And a rapper whooped ass on someone who broke into his house. Got the details on all that coming up next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.